We've been reporting on the effects of climate change around the world, and today we want to take a closer look at Nigeria on Africa's Atlantic coast. Nigeria has the largest population of any country in Africa, more than 210 million people, and the climate is changing. The summers are hotter than ever, severe flooding and droughts are now common, and parts of the coast are dramatically eroding. The latest United Nations climate report flags two major offenders impacting Nigeria's climate: cattle farming and the country's oil and gas industry. The government there has pledged to do several things, like planting 25 million trees and cracking down on wasteful emissions. But our next guest says there is still a lot more work to do. Nimo Bassi is an environmentalist in Port Harcourt, Nigeria, and joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you.
Scientists agree the first order of business is cutting down on methane gas emissions. Nigeria depends heavily on agriculture, and oil and gas, as we know, are major industries. Paint a picture for us of what the impact of these industries actually looks like in Nigeria.
Well, the oil companies have been in operation in Nigeria, in extracting oil and gas in commercial quantities for about six decades now. And it's been six decades of mindless exploitation and environmental degradation. But in terms of global warming, the major indicator of how much harm this sector is doing is the burning of gas associated with crude oil extraction. In other words, when crude oil is extracted from the oil wells, it comes out with water and with gas, natural gas. And the oil companies could either re-inject the gas into the wells or harness the gas for commercial or domestic use, or set the gas on fire. And they've been setting the gas on fire day and night for about six decades now. In terms of the structure, climate contribution from agriculture in Nigeria, the majority farmers in Nigeria are small-scale farmers. They're not involved in farming that utilizes a whole lot of fossil fuels. So the major contributor to global warming here is the activities of the oil and gas industries.
You're in Port Harcourt, which lies along the Bonny River and is the center of oil refinery in the country. What's been the impact where you are?
Port Harcourt is heavily impacted by hydrocarbons pollution. The air has been loaded with black carbon for years now. Entire region is highly, highly impacted in many ways by oil extraction. Port Harcourt is heavily, very prone to flooding. It's been flooding for about a week now. Whenever rain falls, the major streets in some part of the city are flooded because the city is very low-lying. And the entire Niger Delta is not only low-lying, the land is naturally subsiding. So we have a lot to worry about the multiple impacts of global warming right here.
How has all of this impacted the country's farming and food production?
In northern Nigeria, where we're having increased desertification, that immediately takes land away from farmers. And we're also having the issue of the shrinkage of Lake Chad. That lake has lost 90% of the volume it had in the 1960s. This has meant displacement of pastoralists, displacement of farmers and fishers, and sea level rise is destroying coastal infrastructure and coastal lands, and communities are losing land, losing farming rights. Then the rising sea level also brings salt water into freshwater systems, changing the ecosystems, affecting the fisheries. And with increased temperatures, we can see this being compounded as time goes on.
You mentioned the crude oil extraction as being a major polluter. The Nigerian government has pledged to end the burning of gas as a byproduct of oil production by 2030. That's under its latest climate plan submitted to the UN. What additional steps do you want to see the government take? Or is it too late?
Nigeria has set different deadlines for stopping gas flaring. Gas flaring was declared illegal by law in Nigeria in 1984. So we don't really see any reason to believe that even in 2030, government is going to stop gas flaring. What we need to see done is to stop gas flaring like yesterday. And then one of the major things that government can do is to actually plant the trees that said they were going to plant. There's also the Great Green Wall that is supposed to go across northern Nigeria. That is something that government should invest vigorously in and get done. And they stop deforestation. Right now, there's massive deforestation going on in Nigeria, and that is a problem for tackling global warming.
You've really laid this out for us about what the present looks like. What does the future of Nigeria look like if these things that you're talking about continue in the direction that we're seeing?
Well, you know, when one looks at the direction that things are going and the reality of what is on the ground right now, generally, one could really lose hope. But I have hope. I've not lost hope. I believe that the young people who are already mobilizing and meeting to find innovative ways to tackle global warming, changing the energy system to renewable energy, which is only, I think that's the only future, the only way Nigeria can be electrified, for example, and power can be available to the most remote communities. So the future, I believe we can repair, so to speak, what is being lost at this moment. This is an intergenerational problem. And I see the young people rising up to defend their future.
We've been speaking with Nemo Bassi. He's an environmentalist in Port Harcourt, Nigeria, talking with us today about the impacts of climate change in the country. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.